The following program is brought to you by Koster Design, ProLightingSupply.com, and Clay Packy America. Interview. Hello everyone and welcome to the first ever industry interview. I'm Mike Gormley. Today we'll have Clay Packy's own Eric Mueller, PRG Vice President Tim Brennan, and the host of the show, Kelly Koster.
Today we'll be talking with our good friends at Production Resources Group, better known as PRG, and our friends at Clay Packy. From PRG, we have Tim Brennan. Tim is the Vice President of PRG. How are you doing today, Tim?
Doing well, Kelly.
And from Clay Packy is our longtime acquaintance and good friend, Eric Mueller, Director of Sales for PRG Distribution North America. How are you doing today, Eric?
I'm doing well, Kelly. Thank you.
We want to thank both you guys for taking the time to chat with us.
Not a problem.
Great.
We don't want to take up much of your time, so we'll get right into it. Let's talk about the new relationship that's been formed between Clay Packy America and PRG. What exactly is taking place here?
I'll answer that one first, Kelly. Basically, PRG decided to open a distribution company in North America. We've had great success with distribution in Europe and in Asia, and we followed the same type of plan. And with that, we picked up an automated light to distribute, which of course is Clay Packy, as well as a control product called CAMSIS, Chameleon Systems product, the Magic Q100. And we also have a few other lines. But basically, much like any other company, PRG has, you know, many different avenues. And in some cases, they work together. In some cases, they work separately from the others. So PRG distribution is held by PRG LLC, but it operates as a complete division of PRG, and we'll have to go visit PRG depots and installation sales divisions of PRG like any other rep or distribution firm would.
That's awesome. Eric, how does this new relationship affect Clay Packy and PRG?
I think it's actually going to be a good relationship, and it has been proven to be a good relationship so far. I'm excited about it. It really doesn't affect anybody at this point in time, and I don't think it will. It is a great thing for Clay Packy, of course. As you know, Clay Packy has had a name in the industry for quite some time, and a little push never hurts, and this is a great push, having this company, PRG Distribution, set up to distribute the product.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great combination.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So guys, let's give everyone a little background on exactly what your roles are at PRG and the services that your company can provide.
Go ahead, Tim.
All righty. Eric's background in his role at PRG Distribution is, as we said, started off with, Eric is the Director of Sales for PRG Distribution North America, which includes Canada and the United States. Some of our product includes worldwide distribution, but basically the majority of the product is for North America, Canada, the United States. Eric will oversee sales. We also have another gentleman by the name of John Mayer, who will be relocating in Dallas, and he'll oversee PRG distribution, technical service, and customer care. So basically, with Eric and John, we feel we have a great support team for this product. My role at PRG Distribution is to oversee, give recommendations on new product, and help fulfill to help fulfill the plans that we have at PRG, and to help Eric and John see their way to turning this into a successful division at PRG.
So let me ask you, besides Clay Packy, are there any other manufacturers that PRG Distribution carries?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead, as I said, the product that really was one of the driving products to bring PRG distribution to fruition in the United States, is the CAMSIS product. This is a Chameleon Systems is a company in the UK that basically manufactures control product. George McDuff and Chris Kennedy. Chris Kennedy is a software developer, and George McDuff is somebody who's been in this industry a long time. He developed the hardware for the Icon desk, the hardware for the Hog 2 desk. And now the CAMSIS MQ100 is a great solution and an affordable quality solution to a lot of control issues that are out there. And so we have CAMSIS, we have Claypaky, we also have several rigging products. One would be the PowerQuick personal sender. If anybody's ever gone to LDI, you probably have seen my brother going up and down a rope on a power tool that basically is the only one that does that, so the PowerQuick ascender. We also carry Ron StageMaster, which is basically a load test system that does not require wires. So you can attach this to your hang points and then have software that'll give you the readout of your load points without running wires like the original load test type situation. Uh-huh. And then we also are distributing the Impression GLP LED light. That light is out on R. Kelly, Bon Jovi, and I think just got 24 just got put out on Jay-Z as well. So the Impression LED, the rigging products, clay packing, CAMSIS is the body of what the company has right now.
Yeah, I know that the LEDs is about 50% of our personal conversation nowadays. It's not taking over the world, but it's a different offering and definitely a different type of fixture for people to use, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as far as that particular product goes, I have to say that other than your obviously your pixel PARs and your blazers that are often used to light scenery or backdrops, the Impression GLP product is probably one of the few LED products used on tour that actually is a primary key light on performers themselves. It's one of the only ones that's bright enough to do that.
Wow. Well, I know everybody that I talk to about LEDs is brighter, 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 that's for sure.
Yeah.
You are listening to Light Nation Radio's Industry Interview featuring Claypaky's Eric Mueller and Vice President of PRG, Tim Brennan. We'll be right back after this.